because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 8th day of October, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. This is Firearms Monday, and of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. A proper tip of the day, if I've ever given this one, it's been a long time ago. I want to encourage all of you to please consider finding a local Bible-believing church. Check it out. Make sure that it's a good fit for you. If it is, go ahead and join it. A local Bible-believing church. It may be a brick-and-mortar church. It may be home-based church. There's a growing popularity of home-based churches. So that is your prepper tip of the day. I think that if you do that, you will find many benefits from doing so. We're hoping that our friend Jimmy Gensling would call in, but he has not called in. So we will go ahead and proceed with Firearms Monday. Along those lines, it's important to bring youngsters into the gun culture. Things have changed a lot. When I was in school, just about, unfortunately, the high school I went to did not have one. They simply didn't have the funds. But most public high schools in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s had rifle teams. They did. Competitive rifle teams. It gave the opportunity for boys and girls to participate at an early age in the gun culture, acquire skills, acquire discipline, and so forth. That's pretty much passe now. It's pretty much over. And now one of the local high schools in my area here in Crawford County, they do have a skeet shooting team where the youngsters are able to shoot shotguns in competition. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, point being, us moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas need to step to the plate ourselves and get the youngsters involved in shooting sports. I was reading this morning that Chris Kyle started shooting when he was 2 years old, with a BB gun, and went from there. Chris Kyle, the Marine sniper who saved so many American lives in Iraq and was later murdered by another veteran in a very tragic incident down there in Texas, very tragic. In fact, I think we still have it on my website. I doubt that it's been taken down. Let's go to thelibertyman.com and scroll down the left side of my homepage. And I think we got the video there from the day that Chris Kyle's funeral took place down there in Texas. And here it says, Chris Kyle, a Texas goodbye. Very moving, a short video of his fellow Texans turning out for his funeral procession. Regardless, how do you get started? Well, first of all, if you intend to instruct a youngster in the proper and safe handling of firearms, you need to know yourself, don't you? And I know from my experience as an NRA certified instructor, which I have been since the late 1980s, that there's a lot of men and women out there both who believe they know the proper and safe handling of a firearm, how to properly hold and shoot a rifle, shotgun, or pistol, when in fact they don't. They may think they do, but they don't. So if you have improper gun handling techniques, don't know how to properly hold a rifle or a shotgun or a pistol and align the sights and shoot it safely, how can you possibly teach a youngster to do so? Well, obviously that can't happen. So step number one, make sure that if you're going to be that instructor, that you know how to safely and properly use a rifle, shotgun, or pistol. That could be a quandary because there's a saying that I got on the wall of my office, and here it is. Those who are unaware of being unaware. Listen carefully. Those who are unaware of being unaware. So if you're not aware that you don't have proper gun handling skills, you won't know it, obviously. If you don't know it, you don't know it. It may be beneficial to spend an afternoon with a certified gun firearms instructor and go over the basics of safety, the basics of properly holding a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun, aiming it properly, and shooting it properly and safely. That you might be well advised to do that. No assumptions. It would be a shame to pass along bad habits to a youngster just starting out, because they, you know, you do that with a 10-year-old boy or girl, well, that those bad habits could be within the next 60, 70 years easily, couldn't they? Not a very good thing. So I'm sure that, you know, I know the demographics of my audience. I know that almost all of you guys and gals out there have been using rifles, shotguns, and pistols anywhere from a few years to decades, many decades in some cases. And I have no doubt whatsoever you believe that your gun handling techniques are proper and safe. Well, they may be. I hope they are. I can't sit here in this studio here in deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks and analyze your gun handling techniques. It's obviously not going to happen. Now, there's ways to bring youngsters into this culture that have professional instruction. Now, most of the 50 states have hunter safety classes. Hunter safety classes. Now, there'll be some minimal training in gun handling and gun safety. Enough to get a youngster started, minimal. I don't believe very many, if any of these actually involve discharging a firearm at a shooting range. There may be some, I'm not aware of it, but that would be one way. Another way would be the Appleseed program, excellent program nationwide. Some states have a lot more events than others. But the Appleseed Project is a great way to introduce boys and girls into the gun culture, get some great training in firearm safety and handling, and get them started the right way. Now, National Rifle Association has training programs also. You can go to the NRA website and find out about the training that the NRA provides. Local gun clubs will frequently have training sessions for youngsters or for adults as well. So your local gun club may be a place to get training for a youngster or for yourself as far as that goes. So that's there's other places. Let's see, the Boy Scouts. Many Boy Scout troops have some marksmanship training, possibly competition. Usually competition, air rifle competition is typically what you see in Boy Scout troops. And I don't know about Girl Scout troops, but there's probably some that have competition involving air rifles as well. And don't fool yourself. The skills for using an adult quality air rifle are basically the same as using a firearm. No different. Really no different. I recall one female concealed carry student I had. We were getting ready to go to the range for the firearms part of our training. She says, "John, I've never shot a real gun before, but I have extensive experience with pellet pistols and pellet rifles." And I looked at her and I said, "I think you'll be okay." That's my belief. I think you'll be okay. So we go out to the range, and we're shooting 22s. And I was so proud of her. She had a nice tight group right in the center of the silhouette, about a 6-inch diameter group, which is better than probably, I'll say, 90% of the men that I have for students. And I was very complimentary of her skill set that she had the first day ever shooting a real firearm as opposed to a pellet pistol. So I've been an advocate of adult quality, and I emphasize adult quality air rifles and air pistols for quite a while, for quite a few reasons. First of all the parts, the components, I should say, of using a pellet pistol or pellet rifle are the same as a firearm. The way you hold the pistol or rifle, the way you sight it in the pistol or rifle, the trigger pull, all these things are the same. No difference whatsoever in those things. Now, what is different is the cost. The cost of shooting a pellet rifle or pellet pistol is substantially less than shooting a firearm, especially if you stay with 22 caliber or lower. So there's a cost savings there. There's no recoil. In fact, on many of these, the recoil is forward instead of backwards, which is one reason why you can't use a regular firearms telescopic sight on a pellet rifle, because they're not engineered to hold up to that kind of recoil. And of course, there's no noise, so you don't need to wear hearing protection. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself, sir?
Oh, I loved that rain yesterday. We really needed it.
Yep. We had some rain. It didn't amount to much, but every little bit helps. So what's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, you're talking about training, and I had to run to the living room and get the phone and all. Had you mentioned Front Sight yet, by chance?
Not yet. The spot will be running here later in the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that or not.
Well, talking a little bit about Front Sight is always a good thing. And of course, Front Sight is a world-class training facility out near Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have a special program here at Republic Broadcasting that Dan helped put together, by the way. Where for $500, you get training basically for the rest of your life and for the rest of the life of whoever you give that training to, or that certificate to, as an inheritance, as a legacy. So it's a great program, and there's details at Republic Broadcasting's website, isn't there, Dan?
Yes, sir. It's just absolutely amazing. I've got two friends that just came back from there yesterday, and I haven't got the report yet, but I'm sure I will.
Yep. Well, I'm anxious to hear too. Are these anybody I know?
It was the guy that was in charge of the money, you could say, I guess, when my boy was in Boy Scouts, and his son, which is a grown man by now, and the son was a Eagle Scout with my son, and I became good friends with the gentleman, his father. And I just finished a construction project at his house. I was part of the construction project. And I got to talking about firearms, and he goes, yeah, one of these days I need to get some training. And I said, one of these days is here. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, don't make me hurt you. I'm gonna send you guys out to Las Vegas with lifetime memberships. So I dropped one on the son. He didn't want the lifetime. He just wanted one class. So I gave him a free class. And he said that's all he wanted. Well, it'll be interesting to see what he wants now that he's experienced it. Because it's hard for people to understand the experience just from verbal and visual. And once you're there, it's a whole nother story. Once you've had the experience, it'll really fire you up as far as wanting to learn and wanting to become as proficient as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful program that's been put together. I'm here at the Republic Broadcasting website, and I haven't been here a while. Everything's been redone, and I'm not finding this section to deal with the training here very quickly.
On RBN's website?
Right.
You know, I haven't been on their website for a little while. I'm hoping all the old stuff was there from the last time we ran the fundraiser.
Okay. I was not at the home page, so that seems to be an issue there. Well, there's a lot there at Republic's website, so I encourage people to go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on there, and let's go to the RBN store. Front site was already right there. Never mind. On the home page, on the top right-hand corner, where it says sponsors, there's a rolling banner there with front site coming up every few seconds. So there, just click on that, and let's see. Your special RBN offer, Frontside Firearms Training Lifetime Membership. So there you go. It's right there.
Great. I'm glad. I was pretty sure it was still running, but I hadn't double-checked it. Yeah, folks, okay. The time for training out there is right now. It's in the desert, very close to Death Valley, which is not a bad place if you're there at the right time of year. And it's just absolutely incredible weather out there right now. It's like 55, 60 in the morning when you wake up. It might hit 75 in the day, and very comfortable. Just a wonderful climate to train in right now.
Sounds good. Okay, anything else right now, Dan?
Have the people need to realize that they will have to get online and create an account. That costs them absolutely nothing. The information at RBN on their website will walk them right through how to create an account. And that $500 that they're going to pay to get this, that's one of the best ways that I can see to contribute to RBN, because they're going to get something right back in their pocket. That lifetime membership, John, it has sold for $25,000, so that's right. quite a quite a multiplication of their donation.
It's a wonderful value, and we appreciate you putting it together for us, Dan. Thanks for calling. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thank you, John. Bye bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of October. Quick reminder, it'll be just a month away. I'll be in Dallas speaking at the Operation Classified in Dallas, Texas. There's a link at my website, a big banner that you can make your hotel reservations. We've got, let's see, on hold here, we got, well, let's get to Jimmy first. Jimmy, welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, sir. Sorry about the delay getting on air. We had, for the first time in a long time, we had major thunderstorms roll through here last night. And it took our power down sometime during the night. So I rolled a rollover a while ago and looked at my cell phone, and it said 702. And I'm like, oopsie. So, good morning, everybody. Tip, firearms tip of the day. And this is a good one, John. You might like this one. Torque. You know, the old race car drivers and everything remembered torque as how fast they could spin their wheels and smoke their tires.
Right.
And politicians remind us of torque as when their constituents really get on their nerves. But in the firearms industry, and especially in the shooter's world, torque is how tight your scope bases, your scope rings, and your action screws are. And whenever you buy a new gun, especially, take and make sure that all the action screws and everything are tight on it. And then when you put a scope on, we sell a product, and you can find it other places. It's called a fat wrench. And what it is, it's a torque wrench designed specifically for the firearms enthusiast and gunsmiths and everything. It is an inch-pound torque wrench so that when you're torquing your scope bases and your scope rings and everything, you don't over-tighten, but you ensure that they are tight enough that they're not going to work loose.
Right.
And then the last tip is it never hurts to use a touch of Loctite on anything that screws on your gun. However, you want to make sure that if you do use Loctite, that you use the blue Loctite. The blue Loctite, you can warm it up with a hairdryer, and it will loosen the Loctite, and you can remove it. If you use the red Loctite, every gunsmith in the country will cuss you because you'll practically destroy the screws getting those loose. So that's our firearms tip of the week, John.
Okay, appreciate that. We got a call on hold here, Jimmy. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John.
Man, that radish is bright.
Isn't that some weird-looking stuff? They're smaller than a tennis ball, but it's hard to figure on the picture, but they're big. That's John, we're talking. I sent him this morning a picture of a watermelon radish that I was growing, and they look just like a watermelon when you cut them, but they're almost the size of a tennis ball, probably the size of a large egg. Fascinating looking stuff. Delicious too. I was eating one for breakfast, not bad. The one thing I would mention about Loctite, and I and all of my fellows are really irritated with the Loctite people, and I bet you saw this, Jimmy, the way they package it. It's counterintuitive. I think the Loctite blue comes in a red package, and the Loctite red comes in a blue package. And you have to stand there and read very carefully, because if you don't, you will get them backwards every single time. And they've got to do something about that.
Anyway. You're 100% correct. You are 100% correct.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if anybody goes out, yeah, go ahead.
The tip that I give everybody is read the bottle, not the package.
Oh, baby, you know that's true, yeah. Yeah, well,
always on Loctite, read the bottle, not the package, because I've actually found, and it wasn't red and blue that was swapped around. I bought some red one time, and it was actually green. The green Loctite is one, John, that you put on after the screw is in place, and it has a very thin consistency, and it wicks itself down into the threads. And I've always asked people, I'm like, why would you want to put Loctite on something that's already stuck? But never mind, they made it, and it works very well, I might add. Read the bottle, not the package.
Yeah, I had some fool put that on. I bought a used motorcycle, put it on the screws on the front wheel so they wouldn't come off, and now they don't. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm having one hell of a time working on the bike. So I wanted to bring your job. I was working on my sister's AK, a subject that Jimmy may be semi-familiar with. I was down at a place called C&S Metalworks. C, like as Charlie and Sam, C&S Metalworks. These people are really not gunsmiths. They're more like mechanics. Their primary business is to build things for the cop shops all around town. If you look at the ticks on the counter, you'll see that they're almost exclusively from the police. we were playing around with this AK, and it's got a, we have a front pick rail on it that I got from you, Jimmy, and they, right. they grabbed, we initially were going to put a rear-mounted sight on it, and he said, why don't you look at a front-mounted sight for this thing, quick acquisition. It was a Holo Sun, H-O-L-O Sun, 503-G-U, as in Guru, golf unisex. What is U? I always forget. Umbrella?
Uniform.
Thank you.
Uniform.
I was trying to be PC there. But this thing is a green reticle, which I love for day and for night. It's a circular reticle with hash marks at 3, 6, and 9. And here's the great thing. When you pick up the weapon, it comes on automatically, and when you stop messing with it, it goes off. So you don't have to find a switch. It's front-mounted, so it's a both-eyes-open situation. This thing is just, it's only about $235. You know, a lot of these holographic sites are unaffordable. If you want to have a little fun, you can go to YouTube and look up the Holo Sun 503-GU torture test. It's a cool video. Anyway, I got one from my sister, they're mounting it up now. I'll get it in about a week. This is going to be an absolute blast. But I like the automatic on and off. Yeah, I'll probably get a big hug for this. I'll let you guys get on back to the show. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
You know, excellent that he called in, John. It's not on the subject I wanted to talk about today, but on the dot sites, on the holographic sites especially, ladies and gentlemen, the further forward that you mount that, the better you're going to be on target acquisition. Have you experimented with that, John? Have you ever played with mounting a dot sight or a holographic sight far forward?
Not far forward. I have not, no. No.
Okay. I'm actually talking, ladies and gentlemen, on the handrail. I'm talking almost up to where the normal front sight would be. And the reason for this, John, is that with a scope or a rear-mounted sight, we're always, when we throw the gun up, we're depending upon our cheek weld to line us up to get our eye in that scope so that we've got everything right and we're ready to go. A holographic sight, dot sight, you don't have to have that, especially the holographics. If you can see the reticles or the dot or whatever it is that you've got in your sighting system, it is on target. That is the nice thing about it. That's why they call them holographic. You can actually have your face to the left or the right of your stock, not even touching it, but see the sight, to see the crosshairs in your holographic sight, and as long as that's on your target, your gun is on target. That's the beauty of those things. But if you're looking at your target and you pull up your rifle, say you're going through close quarters combat training, or you're going through rapid fire training at the range with someone, if you are looking at your target and you pull your rifle up, and you've got that sight mounted forward, actually what you're doing is you keep your vision on your target and you're raising the sight into your sight plane. You're not going for a cheek weld. You're not looking to get down behind the gun like you normally would. You will, but you're not hunting for that optic. You're actually raising that optic into your sight plane, and you're in, you just automatically, when you place it into your target picture. So I'm going to try to work on it. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and maybe this is the jab in the ribs that I need. But I've been wanting to do a video on this, and my videographer is finally catching up on his workloads and everything, where he said he'll be able to come down and visit soon. And when he does, we're going to have a whole day of video work probably to have to do. But the holographic sight like that, ladies and gentlemen, what Rick is having done for his sister is probably not only the nicest thing for A, putting a good site on there for, but B, having them listening to these guys and having them mount it far forward. They may be mechanics, but they are obviously a step or two above your regular mechanics in their knowledge base, which is a good thing. So something really to continue thinking about, and thank you, Rick, for calling in and mentioning that. What I had hoped on talking about today, John, was two things on scopes. One was the reason for bringing up torque. And we haven't had a bottom-of-the-hour break yet.
We have not. So let's go ahead and do that. There's an issue with the computer that makes that thing happen. So I should tell people that my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. This coming Friday, we hope to be launching the new, improved, upgraded version of my website. In the meantime, everything used to sing is still in the same place. Hopefully, the new improved website will be easier to navigate and more fun, and help everybody to achieve their goal a lot more quickly at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind a couple of things. First of all, it's only a month away. I'll be speaking in Dallas, Texas at the Operation Classified event, along with several other excellent speakers. You need to be making your reservations at the beautiful Hilton Hotel. Also, of course, keep in mind the following. If you already have an energy cleaner, think about helping out somebody you care about. If you don't know what the energy cleaner is and you're a skeptic, if you're a doubting Thomas, I encourage that. I expect that. That's what I think needs to happen, is people would use discernment prior to making your decision. So go to my website, check out the energy cleaner, and think about getting relief from arthritis pain and joint pain and back pain. Think about how you'd like to get a great night's sleep every night instead of occasionally with no pharmaceutical products. The energy cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks and money orders can be sent to my address, which is at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. Okay, let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Getting back to where we were. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I stress and work really hard with our students and everything when we're teaching long-range precision is setting up the rifle. Now, you can have the most fantastic piece of machinery in the world, and you can have all the best optics, triggers, rails, stocks, everything in the world on that gun to make it even better of being the best. But if it is not set up properly and you don't do the preliminary work on it, then the dependability of that is going to be severely challenged on it. And one thing that you'll hear me talk about a lot and everything is velocity and data cards, dope books. Dope stands for data obtained from previous engagements. It's really an acronym and not so much a word. And so in doing that, I stress that if you know somebody or maybe the range that you go shoot at, they may have a chronograph that they can either rent or loan, depending on how the membership of a range is or if it's a public range or whatever. Maybe you've got a friend that's got a chronograph, and that is the first step to building a data book on your gun, because no matter who made the ammunition or if it's reloads, every ammunition, every caliber of gun will shoot differently in different rifles. So what I stress to people and everything is if you're going to chronograph your gun, that you first clean the barrel very, very well. Go through and really scrub down the barrel. Use some copper eliminator in there if there's any copper buildup. It's a good idea to maybe, depending on, like, maybe it's your 3030 or your 308 or something like that that you have run, past bullets or gas check bullets through over time and everything, to de-lead the barrel. But what you want to do when you start this experiment or this endeavor is to make sure that that bore is as clean as you can get it. And once that is done, and my puppy dog just decided to come in here and say, well, I just woke up too, my big Theodore. But so if you hear some thumping in the background, John, or a little bit of whining, that's Theodore. He's wanting to get on the air. But ladies and gentlemen, once you've got that clean and you've got access to a chronograph, if you've never used one, have whoever owns it or the range and everything show you how to set it up and how to sight through it, because I guarantee you that if you put a bullet through it, they're not going to be happy campers. And I have got three that have been shot by individuals at our business and everything. One of them was shot by me, and in fact, the one that was shot by me was actually shot twice, John.
Right.
I fixed it one time, and then the second time I managed to put one through it. And it was breaking my own rule that caused that. I didn't bore sight the gun. And if you don't bore sight your gun and everything, ladies and gentlemen, to where you at least know where you might be, chances of shooting a chronograph do get, the chances gain a little bit, shall we say, John.
Okay.
But it is rather disheartening to watch $200+ of equipment sit there and kind of vanish. Rather disheartening. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, once you get your rifle chronographed, the next thing that you've got to do is, and it's not always done on that same day, more likely it's going to be done on a different day, it's called truing your velocity. Because the chronograph is going to give you a ballpark figure. And I'm sorry, I was just kind of, anyway. Yeah, it was a rainy morning, John. Things kind of distract me a little bit. We got a couple of things going on here.
Right.
But anyway, in chronographing it, your chronograph is going to give you a very close, however probably high or low, ballpark figure of what your velocity of your bullet is. And once you have that velocity, then you can use any number of ballistics programs. And I'm going to have everybody make sure they've got their pencils and paper handy, because I'm going to give you the name of a website here shortly. I got to bring it back up because everything was killed during the night. That you can go to, and you can use this program, ladies and gentlemen, to run all of the ballistics on handguns, on rifles, on, I wouldn't say shotguns, but I do know that I have run velocities and everything on crossbows and even bows and arrows. You can run a velocity check on any of those items, and it will tell you what your velocity is for the projectile. But what you're going to do in your search engine is called JBM Ballistics. And the website for them is actually quite simple. It's jbmballistics.com. And you're going to go for the trajectory tables. But this program, ladies and gentlemen, I have used it for years. And the only thing that surpasses it and the options that it offers and its accuracy is the $250 and $300 ballistics programs that I purchased. And the reason I purchased them is because they've got some data recovery deals that I can actually save the information back and work on it from there. But JBM Ballistics is the website, and you use their stranded trajectory table, and you put in all of your information. Now, when you do these ballistics charts and everything, you're going to have to know your weather. You're going to have to know your temperature. You're going to have to know your barometric pressure, humidity, altitude. Not everybody shoots at sea level. But all of this information is going to be entered in on this ballistics program. And then when you get to the range on it, whatever you zero your rifle at, 100 yards, you put that figure in, and then it will ask you for maximum range that it's going to calculate. 1,000 yards, 500 yards, 2,000 yards, whatever it is, you put that figure in. The other area that you have to look at is in increments, where it says increments, put in 25 yards. The default on it, I think, is 100 yards. But put in 25 yards as your increments, and then whenever you put your information in on your bullet and velocity, and it brings up this whole data card for you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to give you the flight path of that bullet every 25 yards from the muzzle to whatever the maximum limit that you put in is. And by looking at that, you're going to be able to sit there and make a logical guess or a logical calculation on hold over or hold under if you're inside of your range. There's a lot of times you'll have a hold under. But it will allow you to build a data card that, and I mentioned the 30-30 a while ago. I helped a guy do a data card on his 30-30, John, because he's an older gentleman, and he sighted in for 100 yards with his 30-30, but invariably, he gets these woodchucks and these coyotes out there at 250, 300 yards, still well within the range of the 30-30, but he was having a hard time hitting them because he was either going over or under them.
Right.
So building a data card, now he knew where to hold and keep these coyotes from messing with his sheep. So don't ever underestimate a data card, ladies and gentlemen, on any caliber. But what I'm getting to on this is you've got to have a basis to work from. And then if you're a serious long-range shooter or you want to become one, the step after that is called truing the velocity. And like I said, best chronographs in the world are going to give you a very close but maybe not dead-on figure for your velocity. And in truing a velocity, if you look at that data sheet, let's say you're zeroed at 100 yards, and it says that at 300 yards, your bullet is going to be 8 inches low. And we're just going to keep it all in even numbers today. So what you do is you put a target at 300 yards, and you indicate on that, take a Sharpie and a ruler, measure down from the center bull, let's say 8 inches. Let's say it tells us we should be 8 inches low. You measure down 8 inches and you put a heavy line on that 8-inch mark. Put this target up as close to as exact 300 yards as you can. That is going to be very important. But if you're on a measured range and their target stand is at 300 yards, then trust them on it. It's not, you know, occasionally they get things off too, but if they sponsor matches and everything, normally not. So you put your target up at 300 yards. you get a steady rest. And I'm talking machine rest, sandbags, whatever. What you want to do is take every bit of human error out of this that you can. And if you've got a steady rest or a machine rest, you lock the gun down in it, you make absolutely no corrections in that scope for elevation, and you make absolutely no correction for holdover. You're holding dead on that target at 300 yards. Then you're going to sit there and fire a five-shot group, and you're going to go down and retrieve the target. The group that you put on that paper is going to tell you a lot, because the first thing that you're going to do is find the center of that group. And there are a number of ways to do it. excuse me, John.
Hold that thought. Hold
hey,
that
there's
thought.
A break.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of October, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites DesertEagleShooters.com. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-3900. 9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. What we're talking about is called truing velocity. And we've gotten up to the point now to where our rifle is sighted in at 100 yards. We've got a target at 300 yards. We're holding dead on the bull, and we take a 5-shot or 10-shot group at that target. And we're doing it from the steadiest rest that we can. Either we borrowed a machine rest or our club has got one, but we've taken as much human error out of shooting that rifle this time that we possibly can. And after you do this, ladies and gentlemen, and you retrieve that target, you're going to look at it, and you had that mark at 8 inches low. Your ballistics table said that at 300 yards, you're going to be 8 inches low. Well, you look at the target, and you find the center of the group, and the center of your group, let's say, is 6 inches low. Okay? Now, what that's telling you is that your rifle is shooting a higher velocity than the chronograph was registering. And the way we correct that or true it is we take this information, and when we get back home to the computer, or if we've got the computer with us, we go to that ballistics program again and make sure absolutely everything is exactly the same in that program than when we did the calculation. What I do is I'll print off. I will copy and paste it to a Word document and print that off, and then I've got a hard copy of what that ballistics table says. And you look at 300 yards, and it says 8 inches, and you're truing it, you're shooting it, and it's 6 inches. What you're going to do is go back and raise the velocity on your projectile. And let's say you're shooting at, let's say it's a 30-30 and you had it at 2,000 feet per second. You go ahead and put in 2,100 feet per second, recalculate, go down to 300 yards and see what the bullet drop is. And let's say it changed the bullet drop from 8 inches to 7 inches. You go back to the JBM program and you go to 2,200 feet per second. Calculate and come back over and look. And look at this. It's 6 inches low because you actually have a higher velocity. Now you have the true velocity of that projectile in your gun with that particular ammunition, you know, Hornady, Winchester, hand loads, whatever. You annotate that information down, and that is your new data card, because this one has been trued to the actual velocity of the bullet. Now, you may ask yourself, where does this play in? Well, if we go with the coyote.
Hold that thought. We got a top of hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.